This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to Florence and the Machine May 15th at the Concord Pavilion. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Lots of chances to win. Today and tomorrow are the final days. If you want to go see Florence and the Machine, call right now. Call number 9, 800-400-3697.
That same phone number you're calling is the number you can text. We love to get texts from you guys. We get them all morning, and this is the segment where we usually read those back to you. I have limited time due to the movie's reviews, which kicks off in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But here's a couple of the things you guys sent us this morning. 408 says, just got out of a divorce, 13-year marriage. Part of getting over someone is time. And doing all that stuff keeps your mind busy, helps you stay busy as time passes, helps you think through everything. It's a grieving process. It sucks. But having someone else do it for you will not help your mental health.
Curled into a ball. That's sobbing.
It was a news story I did early this morning about a company that's going to try and launch this service where they do everything to get
Onward.
Yes.
Or is it Onward?
To help you get over a breakup.
Right. They'll move you. They'll set you up. They set up all your utilities.
Now,
they get you hooked up with a therapist.
Listen to this.
All right.
408 says, good morning. That breakup service sounds like it would be great for someone trying to escape an abusive relationship.
Oh. Yes.
That
is a whole nother ballgame.
Sounds great.
Set me up.
All you sniveling whiners who just want to, your heart to heal with some help from me. That's no good. But in this case, I like
it.
Look, that's what I was trying to say earlier. The pain involved is supposed to help you do better choosing next time.
Well, it's supposed to. People never learn.
My name is Hope.
Hi, Hope.
And I am not used to hearing my name except used casually in a sentence. Every time Vin says, Hope Solo, I jump like he's yelling at me in my car. Look, Hope Solo was the one, though, in these photos.
The dirtiest photos you ever saw.
She kept her face in the pics. She's famous, and her face is in the nude pics. And they were part of that hack.
Right.
And so
they were the filthiest of all the pictures. Like
filthiest or the neatest. I liked them.
Sure, I know you did.
There
but I was like, oh, God, that's the one you don't want your face in.
Yeah.
That's the one right there. You're thinking of the same one I am. I know it.
Right.
Yikes. Oh, God. Her face looks like it's 1 inch above that.
408 says, I'm a painter and I've been listening with my husband for 18 years. Today, I'm at the gas station at 6 a.m. and I open my door at the gas station and there's another contractor on the other side of the pump and he opens his door and he's listening to Sarah and Vinny. When I'm on the job, my site crew knows I have the radio on till 10. After that, it's free for all. So thanks for getting contractors and painters going in the morning. You are our unsung foremen and women.
That's so great. You know what's so funny is I have found, because I do a ton of home improvement projects, and so I know a lot of the people at the different Home Depots and Golden State Lumber and Rafael Lumber and Shame and all these different, and they, I'm telling you, you'll go in there and you wind up talking to some sales guy, and he's like, I'm a big fan of the show. Really love the show. And tons of contractors. It's great. I'm super psyched. We definitely,
it is nice.
I'm sure sales feels that we have a demographic. I say, it's everybody, and especially the contractors. Woo.
Right. Well, that's our job, is to get listeners.
Yes.
So you don't have to underbreath it. We're happy to know that you listen.
Yep.
Needed.
Yeah.
I listen. Great. Good. I'm doing my job.
Thank you very much.
Right. Regarding breakup recovery, I was dumped over 5 years ago, and I am still wildly in love, but resigned that it is not ever going to be. And my life has gone down the bleeper.
Oh.
My career has lost all interest. I haven't been on a date, had sex, or any interest in either since then.
I feel like I'm just
biding time because 58 years old, no kids, no love, no interest in anything.
Go see someone. You need some tumps. This is, you're mired. You're stuck.
Yeah.
You need to go talk
life
to somebody.
Life is so rad, and there are so many beautiful parts of life that have nothing to do with another human.
That's right.
Whether it be music, nature, there's so much beauty out there in the world. And I realize, and I've been there, where you're stuck. You're just stuck in, like in my case, stuck in alcoholism. Yeah, it sucks, but you need to get over it. There's too much beauty in
the
world.
You need someone to help
you. To be living like that.
She's waiting to die.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's awful. Don't throw your life away. God, I felt that's,
I know, that's
so
terrible.
Tragic.
Vinny is right. Growing pains are called pains for a reason. To learn and grow. Sometimes you need to handle your own business and not pay a company $500 to do it for you. No pain, no gain. Suck it up, people.
How many times I have very little? Almost out of time.
Oh, feeling the stress.
Sarah, I know you read the book The Passage. Are you watching the new TV series? You don't have time to answer that.
And it's
sorry.
Excellent.
Tell Sarah she needs... Oh, not that one.
Excellent. The Passage, everybody. I think it's on AMC. Yeah, but the books are excellent, but they're doing a great job. I really like the casting, and it's good. It's a kid from Saved by the Bell, I think. Who's the
I'm catching up on past shows, and I wouldn't call Hooman an eligible bachelor so much as just a bachelor. He sounds bitter in the article and not interested in being with anybody.
Oh, Hooman.
And now, it's time. For the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to...
Take for the week.
With a Persian and a Mexican dude.
And Bryn, too. Hey,
don't
before you
Bryn.
Guys start, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
First of all, Rudy looks like he's dropped some weight.
Thank
and secondly, you're looking more and more like the Latino Barry Gibb all the time.
Okay.
You like that?
The beard's getting big. The hair's getting big.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The beard comment alone, because if you guys remember correctly, about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I was trying to get this thing going.
Yeah.
And nobody seemed to notice. Now, all of a sudden, Sarah's actually calling it a beard. So I appreciate that.
Oh, no, it is. That's a full-on face shield.
And What's your mom say about the beard?
She doesn't like the beard at all. Nobody in my family likes the beard.
Start singing some Bee Gees songs. I'm sure they'll
be
into it.
That's what I need. But I appreciate the weight comment, too, because I've been trying.
No, you look good. I noticed you had your jacket on. I was like, you didn't even look like you were under it. I was like, oh,
I'm a little svelte. I appreciate that. Look at that.
Stand up.
Out?
Let's have a look.
Let's do it.
Are you working out?
Huh? Nah, you look the same.
Okay.
No,
I had my moment.
No, you look good.
I had my moment. I appreciate that. I'm doing my best, Hooman. I'm doing my best.
All right, everyone. Before we get into the two killings of Sam Cooke, we're going to talk about How to Train Your Dragon 3. It has the voices of American Ferreira, Cate Blanchett, Gerard Butler, Jonah Hill, John Stark, and a bunch of other people. So, Rudy, what's this movie about?
So, this is obviously the trilogy, the final one in the trilogy of How to Train Your Dragon.
See the first two?
I didn't see the first two.
They're so good.
That's what I took from the third one. I actually want to go back and watch the first two. I was telling Hooman, even though I went to go check this movie out, and I didn't expect much of it because it's a kid's movie, you know, and I'm a grown man, you know, with a beard and everything. So, I thought to myself, am I really going to enjoy this? But I did. I did. This movie is basically a story about Hiccup and his dragon Toothless and kind of the way that their life unfolds now that they're in the final chapter of this trilogy. You know, Toothless has got a destiny for dragons. He has somewhere to be, and it's up to Hiccup to, you know, fight the final battle with Toothless, and then eventually they have to live their own lives.
Mm.
And that's where the heartfelt portion of the movie comes in.
All right.
I'm glad you were moved by that.
So you just said you didn't see How to Train Your Dragons 1 and 2.
I did not.
Did you feel lost when watching this film? Did it make sense? Do you need to know stuff that you didn't know?
You really don't. And that's I appreciate How to Train Your Dragon for doing that. I know it's a kids movie, so maybe that's why they made it so easy to follow, but I had no trouble whatsoever figuring out what the first two were about. And really, I don't think the first two really had much to do with this third one because they were on a brand new adventure. It seemed like there are brand new villains and brand new characters in it. along with some of the, you know, the favorites, Tough Nut and Rough Nut and whatnot. So, no.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but there was a lot of kids in there in the theater, and they were having a blast. My emotions, you know, they were in check, but the kids were like, they were laughing out loud, they were screaming, and they were having a good time. So it definitely touched the emotions of the kids, and that's who it's supposed to
touch. Are you going to see it? What do you give it? Sum it all up.
I'm going to give this movie a strong four. A strong four. Four pinatas.
Oh, man.
Because I heard the kids. I heard their reactions. I enjoyed it. I thought it was heartfelt. I thought it was funny. And also, it had a really good message that I think a lot of kids don't get these days. So the message basically was about finality. Some things have to come to an end, and it doesn't have to be sad. People and friends can go their own separate ways, and that could be a very happy ending. So for that reason, I give it four dragon-filled pinatas.
Nice. So I'll definitely cry at this one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. You don't seem like the crying type, but maybe if you're in the movie theater.
I bawl my eyes out at movies all the time.
I do too. Like when I watch Rocky, anytime I watch Rocky 3, it's over. And when I watch Rocky 4, I start crying.
Okay, let's get to the movie then.
Let's do it.
All right, here's your review of The Two Killings of Sam Cooke.
Oh man.
Now this film stars Sam Cooke, Quincy Jones, Smokey Robinson,
yes,
Dionne Warwick, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, Dick Clark, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and a lot of references to Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
So this film primarily is about who Sam Cooke was, why he became such a force in the music industry. Then the film at the end focuses on his super controversial murder.
Very controversial.
I mean, it's
mysterious.
Well, it's a sham is what it is.
Right, right.
And then it allows you to conclude how it was possible to kill Sam twice. We're going to talk about that in just a sec.
Yes.
So, for those of you who don't know who Sam Cooke is, he is named the father of soul music. He influenced Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye. So, Bryn, if you could just play a little bit of You Send Me.
Sure.
Thrill me. I know.
Can you play a little Chain Gang for us?
Sure.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Get them. This is Americana.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
And can you give us a little bit of Twist in the Night Away?
Uh-oh.
Twisting.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's feeling great.
Sam Cooke Hitless.
Twisting there, twisting the night away.
So it's Black History Month, and
right,
because of Vaughn, the greatest Facebooker of all time,
oh, wow,
we're recognizing Sam Cooke.
He is a wizard.
It's a lofty title.
He is a wizard, yes.
Vaughn the Wizard.
So, Rudy, did you know anything about Sam Cooke before this film? And what was your favorite moment in the movie?
I honestly didn't know much about Sam Cooke. I had heard the name before, and, mm-hmm, you know, it's one of those situations where even though you didn't know who the person was, when you heard the music, you realized that you had come across his work at some point. So, yeah, the music kind of let me know who he was. But honestly, I didn't know much about Sam Cooke. But my favorite part of the movie was when he actually, when you saw the impact that he had on both, like the black community and the white community, because a lot of people say that at his time he was kind of up there with like the Frank Sinatras of the world in terms of talent and the way that he was highly regarded like that. So I love the fact that, you know, here was a guy where you're talking about the 50s and the 60s where it's a much more segregated country, like out in the open, and yet you realize that he was an icon for both white and black America.
Bryn.
Yes.
Tell me your favorite part of the film.
My favorite parts, a couple parts, mainly were kind of surrounded by Muhammad Ali, because he was very fascinating to me, and I've always followed his career. And Sam Cooke, I've heard the name, I love the music, but I had no idea that they were in the same era, they had the same movement that they stood behind. So it was pretty cool to see Muhammad Ali call him up into the ring when he won his championship, and they actually wrote a song together.
Yeah, it's like you know that era, but you don't realize that Sam Cooke was heavily linked to that era. And that's what was so cool. You know, part of what was so cool about the documentary.
And here's a little simple snippet of their song together.
Hey, the gang's all here, join in the fun. Hey, hey, the gang's all here, we're gonna swing as one.
Is New York with me?
Yeah.
Is Chicago with me?
Yeah.
Is London with me?
Yeah.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Do you like that?
Well, it's not his best song.
Well, you know. I think Puff Daddy did a remix after, like, in the 90s, early 90s on this one.
Got that song?
Yeah, this one. Yeah, I'll look it up for you.
All right, so I'm going to tell you my favorite moment in the film. Okay. And this is going to lead us to the second murder of Sam Cooke.
Ooh.
So there's a moment when Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and Jim Brown. And for those of you who don't know who Jim Brown is, he was a great football player.
Phenomenal.
ESPN in 2005 said Jim Brown was the very best football player of all time.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, they said ESPN says a lot of crazy things.
Do they? Okay. Anyway.
That's true.
He played for the Cleveland Browns. There's a moment where all and. What resulted is that moment is the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover and the mafia and the powers that be were like, we're surveilling Malcolm X, we're surveilling Martin Luther King, we're surveilling Muhammad Ali.
Everybody who's involved with them, yes.
Who's this guy Sam Cooke?
Right.
And they're like, oh man, this guy is influential. He's got power. We have to squash this.
Right.
We cannot allow this to happen. So
that's the sentiment. That because and I mean I think that falls in line perfectly with these other characters that he was with, the Muhammad Ali's and the Malcolm X's. Everybody had their eye on them because these were progressive thinking people who actually had a positive influence on the people around them. And Sam Cooke wasn't really exactly of that ilk. You know, he wasn't an athlete, he wasn't a political activist, but he was an artist. And really what that movie was, what I learned is that, you know, through artistry, through his ability to get people to come together because of his musical talents, he also recognized that that was a platform for him to actually help people further, you know, advance society. And I think that's what became so threatening about Sam Cooke is you got an artist. It's an artist, somebody who's tapping into people's hearts and minds, and he wants to change things.
So what's the second killing of Sam Cooke?
Well, not only was there a physical killing of Sam Cooke, but there was the killing of his legacy, the killing of the personality, the way that people remembered Sam Cooke, because his killing was so mysteriously, his murder was so mysterious.
And they made him look so guilty and so wrong.
And the people around him that knew him best, you know, they kept, I mean, to this day, there's still people that are saying there's no way that Sam Cooke died the way that he died. And I don't want to reveal how he died, but
yeah,
I mean, people obviously, people could look it up. I mean, Sam, you know, people know the story of Sam Cooke, but Netflix does a great job of portraying this. But people that know him best keep saying to this day, there's no way that Sam Cooke would have put himself in that situation. He wasn't that type of person to end up being brutally murdered the way that he was. And that is the stigma that's kind of laying around this story. And the reason it resonates today is because it kind of falls in line with this idea that when black celebrities, especially black musical artists, want to start taking control of their own work, something fishy ends up happening. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happened to Michael Jackson or Prince, but let's not pretend like those stories weren't circling around at the time of their death. So something that happened 50 years ago still resonates to this day, and that's what makes this story so fascinating. A man who had the ability to change the tides of society with his music, deciding that he wanted to kind of take more control and start his own record label, then all of a sudden, he ends up dead. Yeah?
Sum it all up, let me just say this. This is a film that shows injustice at a level that's hard to fathom. But if you love music, if you love the history of music, check this out. It's definitely worth your time. I'm going to go ahead and give it 4 Persian rugs.
Oh, really?
Oh, you loved it.
I mean, I know you loved it. I thought you would have given it a strong. I'm giving this. I love documentaries as it is, and plus, I'm a sucker for painful stories. I'm giving this a strong 5.
Oh my god!
You need to go check out. You need, if you have Netflix, if you don't have it, hit me up. I'll give you my password. We'll do it like that.
Nice.
Oh,
you got
it.
You got to go check this. You got to go watch this. It's just full of. There's a lot of learning involved, obviously, but it also just kind of speaks to something that happened in the past that seems to somehow still resonate today. And again, that's the most fascinating part about this documentary. You're going to learn a lot, but you're also going to see that this is an American icon who unfortunately his life and his death are left in the midst of mystery altogether.
Brian, what do you give it?
I'm giving it 5 as well.
Oh my god!
I stumbled upon this video. Netflix is killing it right now. I didn't realize they were going to review this movie. I watched it way back just because I found it interesting. But it was really it stuck with me, and it did what a documentary should do: inform you and there's a lot of really great facts in there. So 5 stars.
Boom.
Hey, real quickly, next week there's literally no great films coming out.
Literally.
But Netflix is releasing a Ben Affleck movie, and they're not letting us see it early. So I know you guys are listening. Let us see Triple Frontier early and review it next week.
Is Ben Affleck still fat?
Hopefully he lost weight for this. Hopefully. It's him, Oscar Isaac, and Yuzette's boyfriend, Jax.
Oh.
They got a movie coming out.
She only likes him on Sons of Anarchy, though.
Come on, Netflix. Come on, Karen. Let us see it early.
All right, great job, you guys. Rudy, we're going to do a secret show. You want to hang?
Oh, that'd be awesome. And also, perfect. If you guys get a chance, come and check me out at Tommy T's next Wednesday, the 27th. It's a rare form comedy. Come check me out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, you guys, I mean, a lot of exciting things happened on the show today, but the bottom line is Survivor was on last night, and it was very good.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I don't know. Rudy Ortiz, thank you for coming by today. It's Rudy Ortiz.
That's correct.
On Instagram. Okay, on It's
And he's
at,
got a show next
it's
week.
It's Rudy Ortiz. Tommy T's on Wednesday the 27th. He is going to be joining us for The Secret Show, so we're going to go and cut that right now. Bryn will have that up probably by about 11.
Did you ask Rudy if he understood A, B, C, D, E thing, or is that going to be on The Secret Show?
We could do it on The Secret Show.
Yeah, all right.
We need to talk to him about where his rank, what his letter ranking is.
Why would he understand that so much more than anybody else around here?
I think she's trying to say it's like a Latino thing.
Mm.
Oh. Huh.
I learned to date from my dad.
Oh.
My dad would schedule a few dates in one day.
Did his windows
that was
ever
so
get
cool?
Did his windows ever get smashed in by a bat by some angry B or C?
Nope.
Well, or A, I guess.
She does know how to work the fans. I mean, here I am trying to move up in queue. I've been sending her texts all morning.
Well, how's it going?
It's not going well. I haven't had any responses. Just sitting here by myself.
Are you not even writing him back?
I did. Poor thing. I wasn't messing with my phone today, and then I looked, and he had sent me several emojis.
I'm trying to move up.
And all I said back
emojis.
Was, good morning.
Wow.
Emojis. Jace, jeez, sorry.
Well,
I use them all
I can
the
just
time.
Tell you right now, letter Z doesn't want to be last. He wants to be first.
Yep.
I don't care about being a G, and I don't care. I want to be first.
I mean, A or Z, and if
right.
depending on... Which one you start with.
Yeah.
All right. So, super fun show today. Tomorrow's going to be even better because it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Already.
Crazy fast week.
I know. Super fast week. So, have a great day. Stick here on Alice all day. Lots more Florence and the Machine tickets. And we'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.